this is Washington's first presidential election after making the switch to all mail-in voting, and the person who's led Washington's move to vote by mail, Secretary of State Sam Reed. He joins me now. So just over 50% of the ballots have been counted so far. We'll have more results and tallies this afternoon. When do you think we'll know who our next governor is?
It depends upon the trends. Attorney General McKinnon doesn't need to pull ahead right away. But if it starts tightening up, then hold on to your hats. And probably by Friday, we'll either know who won, or we'll know that it's almost a tie, and then we're going to see it drag on for weeks, because the certification date for counties is November 27th. And if it's almost a tie, it could drag on almost that long.
Am I right that voter turnout in this election is 81%? That was your prediction. Do you know more now?
Well, we don't know for sure now, but I'm holding to that. In fact, if anything, it looks like it could be better, because we heard just really good reports of a robust turnout throughout the state, all 39 counties. And so I expect it to be that high, and vote by mail has definitely helped, like in 2010. Oregon and Washington were the two highest states of registered voters participating in the nation. And Washington used to be down around 14-15 prior to us really going by mail here. So it is making a big difference.
And the race for your successor is extremely close. It's looking like it might be a win for the candidate you've endorsed, Republican Kim Wyman. She's ahead of Democrat Kathleen Drew by less than 1%. What's your take on this tight race?
I think that it actually is looking good for Kim Wyman. I have looked at each of the counties, and some of the really key ones she needs, she's winning, like in Pierce, Kitsap, Clark. Some of those are coming in, and again, as we look at the results in that race today, if her lead continues to spread, even if slightly, then it looks like she's going to be in a good position to win.
So you've been Secretary of State now for how many years?
I've been Secretary of State for 12 years, and prior to that, I was the Thurston County Auditor in charge of elections for 23 years. So this is my 35 years of overseeing elections.
Okay, so what is your advice, if you can narrow it down to just one big one, to the next Secretary of State?
My advice is that even though this is constitutionally a partisan office, that and privately, I'm very active. I'm a very active Republican. When you walk through that door in the office, now you're to uphold your oath to the constitutional laws of the state and conduct it in a fair way, because you are now serving all the people of the state of Washington. That is the expectation of the public, and that's something that you absolutely have to live up to.
The state Republican Party collected ballots for voters, much like the election vans that are going around King County. And yesterday you said you wanted the names and addresses of voters the state Republican Party collected ballots for. Why is this a problem?
We would prefer that people turn in their own ballots, mail their own ballots. Having them picked up, that really is an extension of the old, you know, practice of driving people to the polls and everything. But after what happened to us in the 2004 gubernatorial recount, it is very important that we have some ballot security and some tracking of ballots. And we just know if this, say the governor's race, ends up a virtual tie, we end up in litigation, there'll be questions about these ballots. We were informed by the people organizing that they were keeping track of whose ballots are getting them to sign and all that. And we just think that would be an important step to make sure that you can demonstrate that no funny business took place. And in fact, all you were doing were helping people to get their ballots in.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk this morning, Secretary of State Sam Reed.
Thank you very much.